get a bale of cotton gin, you know, and get about a bit of pound for it, and I'd throw us put it up the hill, and that's smart, you know. We get sometime about $800 to $700 per bale, and that helped us quite. My dad didn't do nothing. He didn't do them but run fly garden. He fly garden quite a few gardens.
Uh-huh.
After he got old, he didn't do very much nothing.
So you raise cotton up here?
Yeah,
on
we
the
raise
side.
Cotton right out there, right out there.
Hmm.
I can't think what year it was. Long about 1926 or 1927. Long in that year.
Uh-huh.
We raised cotton out there. We raised corn, peanuts, potatoes, and everything. We and that helped us so much.
Well, in 1930, whenever the price dropped on the cotton so much, did y'all?
Well, we didn't have. I don't think we threw no cotton thing. My dad was. He had been quit fooling with cotton. My dad that passed in 1934. And he had quit fooling with cotton, I think.
Right.
Because, of course, you had to pay so much to have a gin.
Did they have a gin here in town?
No, they had a gin up in Birch. You saw a gin at Birch?
Yeah.
During the grist mill and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that played out way back yonder.
Uh-huh.
And so he had stopped fooling with cotton. He had to take it to Groton, and that's too much expensive.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do that, and he just quit fooling with it.
I see. When did business seem to kind of pick up around at the...
Now, more business.
When did business start
business began
up?
To pick up right after World War II. That's when the business began to pick up a little bit. It wasn't too much in World War, before World War II.
It was just getting by. Just getting by.
And so we are, after World War II, things began to pick up all up until now.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're getting worse now than it was back in them days.
It's getting pretty tough, I admit.
Yeah, it's tough.
What did you think of the Social Security system?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I like it.
You didn't mind them when they first started taking the money out of your paycheck, or did it?
They cut me so much. Now, if I made more than they allowed me,
uh-huh.
I had to pay Social Security. I mean, I'd pay the Internal Revenue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never thought I'd go because I didn't have to make that much money.
Yeah. Do you think a depression like happened in 29 can happen again?
Come say, think it's going to come back again.
Do you think it could?
Said should.
No, I don't say should. I said could. Could it happen again?
We're right on the edge of the depression now. It's not, I wouldn't call it a repression, but they call it a recession now. I think we right on that now. Because I tell you, the people cutting off your job, if you don't put the money into the government, your government can't pay off these other bills, on these social bills.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do it. And so if you don't put no money in anything, you can't expect none out of it. And so all those folks is off now, and they're losing. The government losing on that.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about cutting so many of them off of Internal Revenue.
Yeah. I heard that
Not
too long ago.
And so that what makes it bad on the poor folks. And the president wants to cut Social Security, and the folks just can't live off what they're getting.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's not fair at all. You done worked yourself to death for 40, 50, 60 years, and... then they're going to take it away from you if you don't made kill yourself and work all that time. I don't think it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not got nothing to do with that though. That's,
no.
that's their business. But I don't think it's fair.
I forgot to ask you this a while ago. What did you think of President Hoover?
Hoover?
Uh-huh.
He was tight. I'm tell you. But I tell you, I can't put it all on the president because time, you know, we got a changing world,
mm-hmm.
but unchangeable God. And so anything changing, you can't put it all on the president because he just can't do it because unless the Congress and the Senate give him that privilege,
mm-hmm.
he can't do it. He's going to do the best he can. Well, he got to use his own thinking.
Right.
And if he thinks anything's better, he put it before the Congress and put it in the Senate. And if they don't pass, well, I'd hurt him.
Yeah.
You
what
see?
Can he do?
Well,
right.
He just can't do it. He can't
right.
do it. And so I don't put all the blame on the president.
But do you think Roosevelt?
Roosevelt and Mr. Kennedy, the two best we had.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's all there to it. I mean, in helping the poor people,
mm-hmm.
looking at the poor folks, they're more liberal than anybody else.
That's true. That's true.
In other president I know, it. Mr. Johnson's all right. He did all right.
Johnson yeah, I
done,
liked him.
He done all. He just working on Mr. Kennedy's platform.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so he done a good job.
Do you think that people would be as accepting now if times got as bad as they were in 1930? Do you think people would accept it like you had to?
Well, Miss, what's your name?
Bailey.
Miss Eva, I think now that people wouldn't take what they're taking back in my day. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'd take it. But I don't believe they would. Back in my days, it was tough. It was really tough. You just couldn't get nothing to eat hardly. I know when I came out of the Army, they was giving this old, some kind of flour, you know, they had it all mixed up, and that was cake. You cooked them in the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of cake or another. I know me and my wife had some of that in 1962. You better watch that.
No,
in 62. And so we just had a tough time back there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, stuff wasn't as costly as all now, but it's pretty tough. And I think now it hurt worse than now than it did back there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're used to what we've got.
That's right. We the people have accumulated quite a bit now in this modern day. See, they got a lot of they piled up a lot of stuff. They got it known, and if they haven't got it paid for, and they cut them off the job, they can't pay for it. And quite naturally, they're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they lose it, see, that makes it hard. I know, I looked on television and said two fellas, I mean, the man and wife, I think, committed suicide because they lost all this stuff.
Mm.
And you know, that's tough.
That is terrible.
That's tough, really tough. Now, I saw it on television. I didn't say it myself.
No. Well, in 29 or 30, were people buying things on credit like they do now?
No. Yeah, well, we had those traveling peddlers.
Uh-huh.
They'd bring in stuff, L.B. Price and several more of those folks I'd left there. They'd bring stuff, and my wife bought several little articles from them.
Uh-huh.
And we'd pay along until we paid out.
Uh-huh.
That's that long, 23 or 4 and 5.
Did you know anybody that had, like, large things repossessed or their houses taken away from them during that time?
No, I don't know nobody in Dyball.
Mm-hmm.
I lost their home, but I know some people. some folks might have lost some him, but they could have paid for them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on their part. You couldn't say the government taking it, nobody else.
Uh-huh.
But they just wouldn't pay for it, and they quite naturally gonna take them. People take this probably back.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought this place. My dad, he worked on his first highway. Had been put through his old highway. He
uh-huh.
was a little snowball from Livingston, I think, from Livingston to Logan Fort, Louisiana.
Hmm.
My dad was a snowball. Had a bunch of men work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he helped us pay till it run out. When it ran out, well, he didn't have nothing to do. And so me and my brother, we paid for it, finished paying for it.
That's good. How much of this do you still own, or did y'all sell?
We don't own. I don't own very much now. We sold it, some of it. Me and my sister and my boy. So another head, but it's a divided between two families.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 acres divided between two families. So we, and my brother's boy, he had an adopted son,
mm-hmm.
and he sold all of his, my dad and my brother's stuff. He sold all of it, a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold a little bit of mine. Me and my sister sold a little bit of mine back there. But I got about 2 acres now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.